They didn't want to see us make it to Friday. But we made it anyway. And now we're here on Golden Bowl, the sound of Laurier Sports. I'm here with my co-host, Ian. Ian, how are you doing?
Doing good. Good Friday. How are you doing, Mateo?
I'm chilling, you know. I feel like, you know, there have been so many Fridays that I've experienced as of late. Like, I feel like in my life, I've experienced a lot of Fridays. This is probably the chillest Friday of my life.
Out of every 7 days you've lived, one day has been Friday. Think about that.
That's such a great point. We're here with a special guest. My special guest, who are you?
Hi, I'm Kavon Malcolm Gay on the Laurier track team.
Kavon is a track and field athlete. Very privileged, very honored to have him here. Do a little interview, get to know, you know, the everyday life of a student athlete. And yeah, we'll go over that soon. But first, we're going to talk about today's games. Women's basketball team, Laurier women's basketball team taking on Carleton, ranked number 2. Should be an interesting matchup. Also, the men's basketball team from Laurier, who themselves are ranked number 4, will be taking on Carleton as well. Good luck to the ballers of this institution. And then the men's hockey team is taking on Western at Western. And that's what we've got for today. Sounds exciting. I'm very partial to our basketball team. I've learned how dominant they are. You know, you always love to see a dominant performance from your home team.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been able to really touch much on the basketball this year, but from what I heard, the men seemed very impressive here. The women's about 500, and so they're looking to make a push as they head into the try to get into the postseason there. But the men's team, very impressive. You see them on the homepage around campus. They've got a lot more respect, and they have a great team, great coaching lineup there. So you know they're looking for a big one here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't caught many either, but you know, just last week I was educated on their their great performance this year. The way they've, you know, kind of turned things around. So that should be great. Good luck to our teams. They start at 7 o'clock, I believe, all three of them. Could be wrong, you know. There's nothing wrong with human error. But yeah, tune in if you wish. So Kavon, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, honestly. It's a good Friday. Like you said, we made it to Friday, man.
It is a good Friday. Yeah. I mean, you know, wise people say that type of thing. And so I appreciate you agreeing with me.
Of course.
You are a track athlete here at Wilfrid Laurier University. Mm-hmm. How far back does your track and field career span? Like what kind of got you into that?
Well, my parents put me into like soccer, like first, like that was my first sport ever. And I was running up and down out there. They put me into swimming because I feel like they thought everybody should know how to swim. And then after swimming's just running, but in water, you know what I'm saying? So they put me into track and field, grade 5. I tested it out. It was terrible. Picked it up again, grade 8, and I've been doing it since.
So we started off with soccer. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to divorce from soccer and swimming? Was that your choice, or you know, were you just kind of taken out of it?
It was more like an eviction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, not a divorce, I'd like to say. Like I was just pulled out of it at a certain point.
All right, so you were evicted from 2 sports before doing track and field.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So what's your specialty race? What's your go-to in track? What race do you race?
Well, I run the 100 meter, 200 for outdoors, and I run the 260 meter and 300 meter indoors. And my favorite is the 200. I'm in love with
meter,
it.
Yeah. I remember I was always looking at the different, because it's indoor track now.
Yeah.
Winter, right?
Yeah.
And so 60 meters, that's a short, it's a very short race.
It's
that's
literally
a
like,
Timmy's parking lot,
like,
right?
I train 3 times a week to run a few milliseconds faster.
But man, like, and so indoor track, right? Just explain that to more like how it's organized, the venues you're in, right?
So like for indoor track, it's normally like a 200 meter track. Like normally, you know, outside you see like a 400 meter track, a big stadium around football stadiums. But
yeah,
for indoor, it's just 200 meters normally. I've seen like 250 meters. I've even went to Ohio one time. They had a 300 meter track, which was it was like a square almost. But yeah, that's how it normally is. It's 200 meters, not long. It's weird, those bends.
I imagine, especially inside, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of cramped.
Yeah, because if you're on the outside lane, you will run into a wall. Straight splat.
And so university is exclusively indoors, right?
Yeah, but you can actually like run for your university for the like outdoor season
right
after uni's done.
And so would you say, because I know in high school, you ran track in high school, correct?
Yeah, I did. I did.
And so that's primarily outdoor, but then you've probably run in a club as well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Is this the most indoor track you've ever done? Is it like an adjustment to kind of, you know, running it a lot outdoors in high school, switching to that, you know, more confined track? Or are you feeling the adjustment, the kind of transition?
No, actually, like for my high school, I'd like to say like career, I'd actually say the ratio was probably ran indoor more than outdoor, actually. Like outdoor was just maybe 2 months.
Really?
Indoor was all of winter. So.
Right. Is there one you prefer?
Probably outdoor, honestly, because, man.
Outdoors, I remember I was in high school and I did cross country and track. I'm not doing a university. But so I'm wondering how that transition is from like the high school competition level into university, because you're a first year here, right? So how has that like grade 12 to year one university transition been?
Well, in grade 12, you know, like grade 12, I felt like the top dog. You know, we're the oldest there.
Yep.
And like, you know, we were still getting like beaten by like grade 11s, because grade 11s and grade 12s race against each other. But coming into uni as a first year, man, we're racing like 25-year-old people, like straight men. Like,
well, yeah, you're children. An 05, right?
Yeah, I'm 05.
So you're against, especially even undergrad or grad students. Exactly. You're against full-grown men there.
Yeah, like.
So they pull you all together.
Yeah,
there's
like
no divisions.
Varsity, man. Like I'm standing beside this guy with a full beard and like his arm is the size of my torso.
And so obviously I would say, you know, there's other differences besides the competition, because, you know, going from high school to university track, I mean, in high school, you're only running for a couple of months. And so, you know, would you say that there's been a difference in balancing kind of your studies with that, considering the amount of time that you're running during school now as opposed to last year?
Yeah. So like last year, I would like to say that track actually was most of my life last year, because I did outside of school as well. But ever since coming to Laurier, it's been easier to balance things, because I can actually like fix my schedule. Like I can balance it like, as I want. So, yeah, like I allocate some days to like I wake up, go to class, practice, and the rest of the day it's either homework or I get to relax. And the next day I allocate it to homework or maybe go to the gym because it's an off day maybe. You know, it's balancing it. It's been a bit easier, you know?
Easier. That's interesting. So you'd say that your approach is just, you know, you kind of allot this much time to one thing and this much to another, you know, you make those set sections for homework, I guess?
Yeah, like almost every single day I wake up and say like, okay, what is getting done today? Like, what is on the menu? Are we doing like, I don't know, econ, or are we doing...
What program are you
practice? In? I'm in bachelor's art with management option.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like, so it's undeclared right now.
All right, so
yeah.
You're kind of figuring out...
I'm figuring out,
what
like...
you're interested in, what
yeah.
You're
I came
commit to after
straight into uni. I was like, man, what do I honestly want to do? So I'm here to find like my passion, honestly.
Why'd you come to Laurier? Why'd you choose that?
Well, first the track team. It was like I was told that their sprints program isn't the best, and the coach. I reached out to Coach Clancy, who's the coach. Shout out, Coach Clancy.
Shout out, Coach.
He told me like, man, like, you know, I'd love to have you here, you know, and I feel like I felt like I can maybe change how the team is, because it's mostly a cross-country team.
Yeah.
So I wanted to come here, change it up. And, yeah, that's one of the reasons why. But another reason was probably because I looked at all the electives at Laurier, and I saw how much there was.
There's a lot of electives here. Oh, man. Every time I get to, like, build a course, every semester it gets built on my course schedule, I just spend half an hour just over and over again, just looking at one cool random elective.
Exactly.
I need to make it fit.
Yeah. So I guess, especially when you're undecided, that just leaves a lot of, you know, different options, different opportunities, eh?
Mm-hmm. Shout out History of Pirates.
Oh, man.
We got some people doing Ancient Rome, studies of Ancient Rome.
I heard that one.
Like History of Rock Music or something.
History of Alcohol. I mean.
I heard that one, too.
There's broad horizons here at Laurier. But, so you've started off that. You've said it's easier compared to high school. And, you know, you're relatively fresh as a university athlete, but is there any advice that you'd give to a newcomer university athlete in terms of balancing your studies, or in terms of, you know, preparing for athletics compared to during high school? Just what advice would you give?
I'd probably tell them to instantly download, like, or, like, just look at all your syllabuses and get your, like, exams down, see, like, what days you have a competition. you want to, like what I said before, like always wake up and think, what am I doing today? What is going on? Because if you wake up, you're like, oh man, like I'm just get up and do whatever comes to me. I promise you, you're going to get lost in it, man. You're going to get lost.
How often are your competitions?
Well, let's see. I have one coming up in 2 weeks, but before we had, I'd like to say we had, I think we had four over the span of 3 months.
And you competed in all of them?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did compete in every single one.
Nice.
Yeah.
And your most recent one, was that Western?
Yeah, it was at Western. We returned to Western. That was our second time.
Right. So
and these are all on the weekends. You just kind of drive down there?
Yeah.
You stay only for the day, or is it a more weekend thing?
So we had one overnight one that was at Windsor.
We went
Friday night, left Saturday, or if I had that correctly. But normally it's like you go leave like 6 a.m. on the bus.
Yeah.
Like come back at like
they'll bus you in. Get one of those coach buses.
We go for coach buses overnight, but
gotcha.
They give us the big yellow school bus for
nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
So you've been to Western,
yeah.
Been to Windsor, mm-hmm. Guelph, I believe.
Yeah.
Not sure if I'm missing any.
No, that's it.
So what's been the favorite destination out of those?
Oh, Guelph by a long shot.
Guelph is a really pretty campus.
Guelph's campus, I've been there. Very nice.
Yeah, like I love their
facilities
track,
there too. Their infrastructure.
It was really beautiful.
Nice. Like, right, I remember taking a visit of those of the athletic facilities as well. It's pretty nice.
And it's only half an hour away too. Right?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't far at all. So yeah, it was by a long shot. Like Guelph had a nice track. The problem with Western. I'll tell you the problem with Western.
All right, what's the problem with Western?
Lay it on us.
Okay, I don't want no Western like hate.
No, we can have Western hate.
Okay. I fully endorse Western.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
like,
okay.
This is a safe space for Western hate,
okay,
I would say.
That is beautiful. I love to hear that.
I agree.
Their track is around a hockey rink. Like, it's around the rink, right?
Right.
So it's freezing cold in there, man. Like, you're running and, like, you're running to get warm, not to, like, win a race. Like, you're just running to get out of there, honestly. So I do not like it.
Yeah, I know the complex here where we do the hockey games has a track around it too. And it gets cold in there.
That's where we practice.
Yeah, you practice there, don't you?
That's where we practice. So it's cold every... We go Monday and Wednesday and sometimes Saturday mornings and we wear like extra layers to get warm.
What time of day do you practice? Is it more an after school thing or is it like 6, 7 in the morning?
Nah, it starts at 3:30 to 5 on Monday and Wednesday.
The entire track team goes.
Yeah, the entire track team. And then we sometimes have practice at like 9:30 a.m. on Saturdays.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Then do you have like specific coaches who specialize in like the more distance runners, the 400, the 800 versus the 60 and 100?
Yeah, we have we have three coaches. We have Coach Clancy, who's just like the head coach. Yeah. He's just like over everything. We have Coach Chris, who is 60, basically all sprints and like hurdling and jumping.
All right.
And all that. Then we have Coach Andrew, who's strictly strictly long distance.
Crazy people.
Just crazy people.
I was long distance guys.
Yeah,
we're crazy.
Long
crazy
distance people are freaks of nature, with all due respect.
Like, yeah.
I respect your craft. And so you've practiced at the rec complex. Where else? Like, is it, you know, a rotating kind of thing?
So when we're conditioning at the very start of like your semester, we were outside. Like at the start of our first year, we were outside.
Yeah, when the weather's still tolerable.
Yeah, and we were actually at the University of Waterloo's like fields. We were out there,
right,
and practicing with them, and we're running around like probably looking at us like, look at these guys, they don't have their own field to run around on.
So you practice with their team?
Not with them, but like beside them.
Oh, so like, you know, in their vicinity.
Yeah, in their vicinity.
Guilty by association.
Enough to shoot a gaze, hateful gaze. Okay.
It was hateful.
And all right. So just those two places?
Yeah. If you're a jumper, you go to Guelph.
Like, oh,
well, you have to trek all the way to Guelph to go practice with Coach Chris like on Wednesdays.
Are you integrated at all? Is there like a field program here?
No.
No, there's no,
so just
there's
jumping.
No shot put, there's no javelin.
No, we don't have a lot.
No?
No, we don't.
Or yank it on it.
I know, it's like lackluster, honestly.
No, because I was just wondering, because you were talking about how cold the rec complex does, because, you know, we haven't called a game together, meaning, but
no.
I know that. Maybe one day. Maybe. But I know that, you know, when I go there, I'll take off the layers and then put them back on as I'm calling it, just because of how, like, you know, my hands are trembling as I'm trying to, you know, hold the papers. But
last week or 2 weeks ago, it was like minus 25.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Minus 30 with the wind chill. So the rink felt like a sauna in there.
I don't know how people manage. But so the rec complex, shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And any upcoming meets?
Yeah, so we have the one in Windsor in 2 weeks, and then after that, we have, I think, two more, one at UFT, then one at Guelph, and after those two, I think it's the big one, the OUAs.
Right. Walk us through how you qualify. Does everyone get a chance at the OUA qualifiers, and then you go into U Sports if you do well at that, or do you have to qualify for the OUA?
Yeah, so there's a certain time standard that you need to hit for OUAs.
But it's not placements this time.
No, so if you say if the whole team does not hit the time standard, then the coach gets, I think, the top three of his team and enter them. They'll probably get completely dog walked,
probably.
But you have to enter someone, right? And for OUAs, yeah, still a standard. It doesn't really matter how good you do. I mean, did I say OUAs? I mean, U Sports. Yeah. It doesn't matter how good you do at OUAs if you hit the standard.
Oh, okay.
But so that's
OUA has hard. Nothing to do with U Sports.
It's no, just not if you really. Hit that. If you hit that, yeah, but it's so difficult to get into U Sports.
Well, I imagine that's the best of the country right there.
Yeah, yeah, we believe in you though.
We do, we Thank do. But how has your success been so far this year?
So I started off my first meet at Guelph. I did pretty good. I didn't hit my personal best, which was like a year ago. You know, I'm trying to build back up. But yeah, I did pretty good. I hit OUA standards, so I am going to OUAs. Yeah. So yeah, I did not hit U Sports standard for my 60 because that is a ridiculous time.
I imagine. What about like the rest of the team? Any of you have really... great teammates there, a lot of the team succeeding, or is it a kind of a rebuilding program?
Well, like, you can shout them out if you want.
Like anytime someone asks me a question about the team, I just smile, because like it's like Laurier, we're not the best team because we don't have the best facilities, but man, like I love our team so much, you know, like it's I don't feel like I'm on a team, I feel like I'm part of like a community straight up. Like it's I love it so much. There's on the sprints, there's what Luke, Russell, Fabian, Justice, just to name a few, and I love it so much. We've been working so hard. Like after our first two meets, we all looked at each other like, man, we gotta get better, and we did. We did. Honestly, everybody's been hitting their personal best, and honestly, we've been climbing up the ranks. Like at first, people look at us, I can tell there's like. They're looking at us like, Laurier, like, what are these guys doing here? After we'd come up and boom, there are our names, like, top three, top two. And our girls are doing great. Like, they're honestly carrying us boys on their back.
Role. You mentioned the facilities. Mm-hmm. And I think there's been something about an athletics fee going around to...
I saw something
Yeah,
about
I've
that.
Seen a bit of that to, you know, kind of get an upgrade to the facilities, among other things. You privy to that?
The facilities, they're doing stuff at the university stadium there. I know they're talking about putting a dome on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Am I excited for that? Well, I was at first when I heard it. Then I asked one of the upper ladies. I forgot what her name was. I asked her and asked her if there's going to be a track. And she looked at me in her eyes and said, no.
It's a track team, not a huge fan of these proposed changes.
You know, like I looked at her like, what do you mean there's not going to be a track? Like you don't have a few meters wide to like just put like 3-4 lanes. And she's like, no, we'd have to like ask the government for more or whatever she said. I was like, what does that even mean?
Meddling bureaucracy. Yeah. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Don't even worry though, because I'll put an order with the government after this.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got Hotline. You. But, yeah, so the track team, you know.
Love them.
Showing the performance.
For
give
the track
them,
team,
give them room
you
to run.
Speak about your conditioning. Speak about your like, diet almost. Are you under pretty strict guidelines there, or is it just like more of an in-season sort of when you have practice, do this, but if it's days, not practice competition, you're free to do what you want?
Nah, so yeah, Monday and Wednesdays we have practice, right, and sometimes Saturdays. Our coaches, like, urge us to do stuff on our off days, you know, eat properly. But, you know, as the first year, I just had to eat whatever dog food the dining hall has for me.
You know what? Are you in dorms here?
Yeah.
Which dorm
are you in? I'm in Mac.
Yeah, house. I remember I was first year. I was in King Street Residence.
Oh, really?
And you know what? Dining hall gets a bad rep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very in minority opinion on it, but I didn't mind it.
Oh, you
don't mind? I agree with you.
No, thank you.
I agree.
No,
today,
it's not terrible.
Today, I went to the dining hall. Oh, my goodness gracious. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's fair to say, you know, the dining hall dog food, that's one way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the most edible, or cat, yeah. But today, oh my goodness, they got some garlic bread going, they got some lasagna going, chicken parm burgers, just at lunchtime today. Just at lunchtime.
Man, I might have to leave here early,
and
man.
And so I think it's fair to say that every, like, maybe 2-3 weeks, they choose a day and they say, today is the day that we're going to get serious.
We're going to try today.
And just put together a meal. And I was like, all right. It's like, now we're talking. They had burgers as well. Yeah, you missed out. I don't know what you're doing there. Man. But
the breakfast, too. I remember when I was
breakfast,
my
yeah.
Dad, like, early,
oh, man.
The croissant.
Oh, amazing.
So fire.
I used to have just a great vat of porridge, and I'm an old man. I ate.
I've never indulged in their porridge, but
I didn't even know they had porridge.
Yeah.
I think this is one of my last couple of weeks here in dorms, and I think they took it away. So I guess I was their only customer.
Maybe it's a late season type of thing.
Maybe winter they'll bring it back. Go check it out.
I have been indulging in the Cheerios though, because it's kind of like it's kind of out of the way. The machine that's on the back.
Machine.
Yeah.
Good?
Sorry.
Is it good Cheerios? Or?
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
Brand name Cheerios.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you
okay,
think we're
good.
Running here?
No, yeah, some off-brand like L'Oreal Cheerios.
Yeah, that's exactly what I expected.
No, there's no L'Oreos here.
Honestly, but
so
yeah,
fire.
I'm not part of any. We're not on no like diets.
No.
They tell us to stay away from fat foods, but when I'm like stuck to whatever I'm given at
true.
The dining hall,
that
like sorry, coach.
You're kind of
Yeah, the dining hall is just...
You got to succumb to the first year dining plan.
Exactly. Like, sorry, coach, I'm eating this pizza today. That's what's
no
for
choice.
Dinner. There's nothing else for me.
Yeah, in a way, that facility is controlling how our athletes perform.
True. But I'm ready for, you know, second year. I can discipline myself to make my own good food. I'm not saying the dining hall is not good, because the other day they had hot dogs. Man, I love when they eat their hot dogs.
Oh, I remember the hot dog. Shout out to Catherine from the dining hall. It was her birthday the other day.
Oh, that'd be.
I didn't get to say happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday to her.
Yeah, I said happy birthday. And her birthday, the news of it had been going around on Snapchat because there's like that community story. And she's like, yeah, I know it's been going around on the Snapchat. I said, hey, I'm just the old messenger here. So shout out. We love birthdays.
Is she the one who like lets you in at the front?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think she was there when I was there.
Nice lady. I love the ladies at the front, man.
Me as well.
They're so
nice.
You can
talk about dining food quality all you want, but the people who work there, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I agree. Some people don't say thank you, though. That grinds my gears.
You have to say thank you. This is their job.
I'm a big thank you guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would like at work, like, you know, I work at Sport Check.
Oh, really?
Give someone some shoes. If they don't say thank you,
you take them back.
You better not ask me for a second pair because, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say what's going to be done to your shoes. Nothing, of course.
So being a student athlete here, you know, it's your first year, so you're getting dorm. You're 05, 18 or 19 yet?
18.
Okay, I'm not going to ask the next question. So being a student athlete, how's it shaped your university life so far?
Being a student athlete?
Yeah.
It's made it honestly better. Like, sometimes I wonder, like, what else would I be doing? Like when I'm at practice, I think to myself, like, would I just be at home doing, like, what?
Doing nothing?
Honestly, nothing. But, yeah, being a student athlete, honestly, I think it's made it so much better. I'm happy to, it put me into a community, which made me, like, really happy. Because I got to make new friends, like, almost, like, week one of
being
here.
Instantly you just get thrown into just a brand new friend group. Section.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I loved it. It made me love the sport a bit more than I did before.
And taking the athlete out of it, just how's your transition from as a student?
As a student? Well, back in high school, I liked school. Like, I never disliked school. Like, I wasn't one of those people like, man, I hate school. I don't want to be here. Like, man, I'll tell you something. I went to school every day late, but that doesn't mean
still
I still
went to school every
love
day.
It.
And that's
every day, you know? Just got to take my 30 minutes to school, but yeah, I loved school. So coming here, it was good. I came with a few friends of mine, so changing wasn't too bad. And now that I get to like focus on what I really want, like see where school gets me, I want to do something in business. That's why I have management option. I'm taking these econ courses and business courses.
I'm an econ major. I like hearing that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, so I'm taking those, trying to see if I want to do more econ or more business, or I don't even know, mess around, touch history. That's
history,
a joke.
I have a paper econ, though. I took some business classes because I'm a econ and financial management is my minor,
man.
So you have to take some business classes.
Yeah.
And I like the econ ones more.
Oh, man.
All right. I myself am a BBA student.
Best of both worlds, right?
Yeah,
here.
Not a big econ guy.
Do not fight here, please.
I'm about to throw hands.
Well,
it's okay.
I'm unbothered, to be honest. But like, whatever. But yeah. So you were talking about, you know, instantly being put into a community here, and I would say that you know, that was something that's pretty easy to find in high school. You know, you've got all these different extracurriculars to do.
Yeah.
And then it's like it applies to university as well. You know, we've got the athletes, you know, they instantly find their people, like you were saying, the first week.
Yeah.
You know, clubs and, you know, other opportunities such as Radio Laurier, where you just meet people. I just met Ian. I'm kind of a fan. I'm not going to lie. He seems like a guy. But yeah, it's definitely great to just, you know, be thrown into these places where you can meet more people outside of who you came here with.
Yeah,
I think that's when you come to university. You know, I've been here. I think I'm older. I'm in third year here.
Ooh,
so I think I'm the elder in the room.
All right, Grandpa.
Sports manager. I know I feel like an old man. I wake up in my tailbone and I can't move. Anyways, but I think that's what you should do. I guess that's my advice, especially to this first years coming in, or you know, you waited a couple years before coming to university. Is just join a club, join a team, join anything, because you don't have to. You don't have to work for a friend group.
Yeah.
If you put yourself out there and sign up for whatever, because it comes to you.
That's true.
Yeah, they will find you. You don't even have to look.
See them in the halls, in the concourse.
Yeah. Hey, bud. Hey, guy. That's what I'm going to... If I ever see you, you're gonna hit with a hey, guy.
Hey, guy. Yeah.
You too, Kavon.
Great. I'm a guy now.
Yeah. You too, Ross. Ross, our manager, is kind of sitting behind us. I don't even know what face he's making right now. I hope it's like... I'm jubilance. Jubilation.
I'm not looking.
I'm not
looking. I'm not looking.
Maybe the last time we're on air.
Yeah, you don't get to get a look.
I might be banned from ever like coming here ever again.
Yeah, probably. I would say. I mean,
to turn around.
But I wanted to address something. Lots of athletes, you know, have that one athlete that they look up to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who is yours? Do you have one?
My one athlete.
Doesn't have to be track.
Yeah. Is it a track athlete? Is it
on the couch for
any athlete?
Any athlete. Well,
there are incorrect answers.
There are.
Yeah.
Oh man, now I'm on the
I have them down here.
On the hot seat, man. Well, let's see. Do I look up to a singular athlete? No. All I say, I look up to a collection of all of them. Like I look at certain athletes and I'm like, I want his drive, I want his motivation, I want how he gets back up. And I look at Usain Bolt and I'm like, I want his speed. But like you can't get that. But like it's a collection of different athletes that I look up to. I want like his finesse. Like I want, for example, I look at John Morant. I see his you know, his aggressiveness, his love for the game. Want it. Not too aggressive, you know. I may run as fast as a bullet, but
right. I don't. So growing up as a soccer player, do you have a favorite soccer team or soccer player you looked up to?
Funny enough, I barely care about, not care, well, take that back, don't want to like offend any soccer fans. Not that I don't care, I don't like religiously watch soccer. I watch
World Cup.
Yeah, well, yeah, I watch the World Cup every time it comes on,
and the big ones.
Yeah, but I would like to say my favorite soccer player is, I've been a Neymar fan since
Neymar.
Played soccer, period. Like if there's one thing I care about soccer, is Neymar. If he gets injured, I'm sad. If he scores, I'm sad with him because he scored. He's probably crying or something.
He gets injured every half.
Yeah, so I don't think he's making it past the next like, World Cup.
I think that's a common thing with soccer, though. Like lots of people get put into it as a kid, you know, because it's just a really, you know, accessible sport to play.
Yeah,
to pick up.
Watching it though, it's not for everyone. Because me personally, like I played soccer as a kid as well, but watching it was always kind of dull in my opinion. You've got that big, like, you know, just too spaced out, a bit slow paced. But I'll watch like, you know, Euros, World Cup.
I agree with that. I did soccer too. And playing is one of the sports where you love playing it when you're on the pitch. And then as soon as you're kind of watching, you're on the sideline.
Exactly.
You lose a bit of interest in it if you're not like really competitive.
Yeah, that's true.
Me, I mean, not as a student athlete, but I found, I wouldn't say inspiration per se, but lots of, you know, athletes that have just kind of, I've gravitated towards, look up to. Former Raptor, Bismack Biyombo.
Oh,
I don't know if you're familiar.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
He's such a guy. Oh my gosh. I was there. Raptors game 7 against the Heat. He was cooking up. Who else? Tyler Bozak of the Maple Leafs.
Bozak.
Just a guy.
2013 era Leafs. All right.
Shout out. Yeah. Caught him in one of his last couple years with the Leafs.
Really? Yeah, he went, of course, Leafs players, of course, leave the team that win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And I was happy for him.
With the Blues.
I was happy for him.
They got a Leafs team, but. Oh man, yeah. You start mentioning early 2010s Leafs, and I'm gonna get pretty crazy over here.
I'm more of a. I came in the late 2010s. I was a late bloomer for hockey fanhood.
Yeah, my main sport's hockey. I'm not a huge player of it, but I love the NHL. That's my main league. I know way too much about, but NBA. I'll keep track of NFL. It's playoffs, so I'm keeping track of that too. MLB. Well, you guys been on baseball? You guys big baseball fans?
I would say that my baseball fanhood has regressed.
Oh, yeah?
Come on. Are you a baseball guy?
not. I've watched a few games when I was younger. Like I'd go with my parents or friends, but not really. I just you know hear the passive news of like the Blue Jays, you know, being in Toronto.
For me, like you were talking about the sports that you know playing and watching is different. Mm-hmm. That's one of those for me because not that I play base. I had a little bit of a baseball stint as a child, but you know gave it up rather quickly. But you know you'll watch baseball in passing, but. Just this summer, my place of work held a softball match between, you know, a rival store. Oof. One of the most fun. That was the most fun I've had, like, all summer. So fire. But, Blue Jays, that one season where they had Semien, I think they just missed the playoffs by, like, one game. They were out of it. That was the last time I was truly engaged. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm a major hockey guy as well.
I did lacrosse when I was growing up, too. So I'm probably the only person here who cares. Any amount of lacrosse, but
are you still lacrosse. Like if you watch a lacrosse game, could you give us your like expert analysis?
Oh, I could give expert analysis, whether it's right or not. I could give you analysis. Me doing hockey too is just like, these are my opinions on it. This is why that worked or why that didn't work.
Yeah, you don't got to be right. You just got to sound like
you got to sound confident. Yeah. You got to own it.
I like that.
That's fire.
Me, I'm always right, but you know, I like to value other perspectives.
That's good.
So no particular athlete in specific, like specifically you said. Mm-hmm. Was your main inspiration? Has there been someone, you know, outside of sports, like who's been your main support system in getting to where you are as an athlete, where you are academically? Who's helped you through all this?
Honestly, I feel like this is the default answer. My mom. she's always pushed me to like do what I want, but also like by her measures, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can do this, but make sure I'm okay with it. if she's listening to this, I love you. Mom, I'm sorry.
Shout out mom.
I think everybody's mom pushes, like, I'm pretty sure everybody's here because their mom told them low-key to be here.
Yeah.
For sure.
But outside of family, do you have like a favorite, like, or a really influential coach or teammate throughout your years?
Coach, yeah. My favorite coach, definitely, my coach Carl from my past.
Shout out to Carl.
Coach Carl. Yeah, he's my guy.
What was he your coach for?
He was my coach for track and field. I've had multiple coaches for track and field.
Yeah.
So he's definitely my favorite. He's honestly, other than parent parental, it's definitely Carl who pushed me the furthest. Like he's always told me like if I did something wrong in a race, he's like, this is what you did wrong, this is how you fix it. Let's go.
Exactly. You need the honesty. You need that drive coming from someone other than you.
Yeah, that's the best because, you know, in there's certain times in life where you want somebody to sugarcoat it. But if I'm in a position where I need to know what to do to get better, just tell me.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
That's all I want. And that's what he did. And he did. It's like brutal honesty. Like, he's like, yeah, you did this. Listen, that race wasn't your best.
Yeah, you weren't very that good at that race. But here's why.
You didn't look good. Exactly. You didn't look good. Yeah, but she didn't feel good.
Your form was terrible. You got last.
Exactly. So.
And here's how you're going to get better.
This is how you're going to fix it. I don't care if it hurts. Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah. So shout out to Carl. Carl. I don't want to make you choose here, but I'd imagine that you've been a part of, you know, several, let's say relay teams. Mm. You relay.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I do relay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So relay teams, I just assumed as a short distance runner. Outside of school, in university, in high school, maybe.
Of course.
But what's your favorite, you know, kind of team experience that you've gone through? Not necessarily in relay, but just, you know, your favorite team memory from track and field.
My favorite team memory?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, okay. You're acting my brain here, man.
Yeah. That's my job, I would say.
I'll go here. So for uni, probably my most recent one for uni, probably Hotel, definitely the hotel with the brand new uni team. You know, we're all old, like older, so we can go do what we want. Exactly. We're just messing around in the hotel.
Right, nothing illegal though.
Oh no, of course not. You know, we're good boys and girls. So yeah.
So am I.
I would hope so.
I'm so convinced.
For high school, definitely every single time with my high school relay team, man. I love my high school relay team. Shout out Richview. Richview down in Etobicoke. That's where I went to high school, even though, you know, I lived in Toronto, my Etobicoke homes. I love it. I loved everything that my track team in high school could have given me. And they gave me the fastest, but they gave me the best.
That's exactly. Really sometimes it's not about you being the best. Sometimes it's giving me the best experiences.
Literally. So, yeah. And outside of high school, when I was running for a club, I'd probably give it to the fastest relay team I was on, because, man, when you're just part of the fastest ones, like, you have no care in the world, honestly. No. Like, it was me and these three others, and, like, we were the fastest on the team. And you walk into a meet, you know, and you just look around, and you're just like, man, like, should I even be here, man? This is not a comp. I should go home, man.
Exactly. Once you taste being the best, you never want to go back. Exactly.
Was your high school, like, did you have a particularly large and established track program?
How do I put this? You know, like, say if daycare had, like, a bit more strict rules, or daycare, but, like, all the kids are focused on one thing, right? So it's kind of funny in jokes, but, like, people are still determined and trying their best, you know?
I feel like that's true with a lot of, you know, schools. They have those main sports that, you know, they put a lot into football, I'd imagine, especially in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they offer the sports, but how serious is really the practice? I think there's a lot of sports where it's just kind of left up to the students, you know, practice this way, do what you should do outside of school and hope you make it. But
that's definitely, I went to, I'm from Barrie.
Oh,
so roll Barrie, the Barrie, Colts.
The Colts, love the Colts, from a couple of their games of Barrie North High School, which is an interesting high school. But again, the program, it was football. It was really football based.
So was my school.
Track was somewhat, but, like, for cross country, like me, we just got a coach who showed up sometime to practices and said, hey, I have no time for this. Go run. See ya. And then we just kind of hoped and prayer and went to meets, but we all went, ended up being okay. But yeah, definitely different high schools. The money gets funneled into certain sports, and certain sports are definitely left out of the balance.
And it's definitely easy, like with track cross country, to neglect it, because sure, you could teach them all these workouts, but you could also say just go run, and then that works.
You don't need You don't need equipment essentially. I mean, to be good, a stronger
you do.
Team,
yeah.
You do need the equipment, you do need the infrastructure, you need the support and the funding.
But to do the bare minimum, just go run.
Exercise and practice for that sport. It's just, oh, great, you got shoes. All right, see ya.
Like, I remember back in high school, this one guy, he would always ask me, like, you went to practice yesterday? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what'd you do? What do you think I did? He's like, you just ran. I'm like, yeah. What do you do for practice? I run,
yeah. Leg exercises and then run.
You big warm-up guy?
Yeah.
Like, before your races, after races, big warm-up stretching, or do you kind of wing it?
No, like, if
coach isn't listening.
If I wing it, I will get injured.
I like
so
to hear it. That's right.
I have mentality. To warm up. So, yeah, like, my past injuries is because I didn't warm up properly. Exactly. That's literally it. So,
right. Kids now, take notes. I don't mean to be the devil on your shoulder here.
Yeah.
But maybe next time you wing it, you won't get hurt. Maybe just wing it once as a treat.
As a treat?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Sour
don't do that.
Treat.
Don't do that.
Spit it out.
That's not really a treat. That's just like.
Sour treat. You don't like Sour Patch Kids?
I do, but, like, those are sweet and sour a bit, you know?
Sweet and sour.
That's so fair to say. Anyway, no. I'm just joking. You should warm up.
Yeah, warming up is very essential. If there's any, like, future track athletes here, warm up every time.
What kind of warm up do you do?
I do. So first, you know, you do a few laps of whatever track you're at. Yeah. And then after, you do some stretching, either dynamic or, like, static. So you're just on the floor stretching, or you're stretching, like, walking around. Then you do, you know, your skips, your things to, like, warm you up and get faster each time. And then after, you ended off with, like, some sprints out, maybe 40 meters out.
Yeah.
And then it's all mental after that.
How's, like, your mental game?
My mental game is...
You focused in? You locked in?
Yeah. Well, like, when I first got here, like, my mental game, like, went down. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, I don't even know. Like, I came
new
here.
New environment, new competitors.
I think the new environment really messed up my mental game. And then After two meets, I'm like, what happened to me? I'm supposed to be faster than a year ago. You know, I'm a bit slower than
so
I was a year ago. So one, I thought back, and I went into my phone and saw the things that were on my phone a year ago when I was at my peak, and I started to redo those, see, like, how I was mentally last year, get back into that mentality, maybe changing a bit so I can get a bit better. And yeah, that's how I'm, like, honestly coping with it. Like,
that's insightful.
Yeah,
that's
I started listening to, like, a music I added to my playlist like a year ago. I'm like, so I was like, oh, okay. And, like, yeah, I think it's working a little bit.
Well, that's actually.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so you kind of took yourself back in time in a sense.
Yeah.
So are you locked in right now? Like, are you thinking about running track right now?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Like, yeah, I love the sport, but, like, I don't. Like,
well, what other hobbies and interests do you have outside of track, outside of school? What do you go for?
What I go for? You know, basic video games, you know, it's just
classic
video games, or I watch whatever someone, a regular person's into. True. I'll probably watch it.
What games you been playing recently?
What games?
Yeah.
I've been playing, I bought Zelda Tears of the Kingdom a while ago. Mm-hmm. I have barely been touched. I probably like pick it up, look at it a little bit, and turn off my Switch. Other than that, you know, whatever's on my PlayStation 5.
You have nothing, no crazy like interests or hobbies, no.
I'm
really into taxidermy.
No, like I like anime, manga, stuff like that.
Getting much more popular each year. I see more people getting into that.
I know,
coming out of the woodwork.
Exactly. So yeah, I love it. Whatever my phone has to offer to me, I'm on it, man.
Ian, what's your most obscure interest?
I say jokingly, I don't really know any obscure interests that I have. I'm a big music guy.
Oh yeah, me too.
Any genre, from the 50s to now.
50s?
That's
deep.
Put your head on my...
Well, Elvis, well, Jerry Lee Lewis never hurt no one.
Oh my God.
But, this guy. again, I'm a big sports guy too. Most sports I pay attention to, I try to.
A little Jerry Lee Lewis never hurt anybody.
No, that's the same. I want to.
Yeah, you're getting quoted. I can't get past that.
Radio Laurie merch. Anyone?
Yes.
I think that's the first time that sentence has ever been uttered
by anyone.
Probably. By anyone but you.
Probably.
Someone born this side of the 21st century.
I'm a big 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe a little 2000s. You know, we're kind of delayed on the decades.
Yeah.
You know,
what kind of genre?
I was big into rock.
Rock.
I had a recent second British Invasion phase.
Oh, okay. So what bands are in there?
Some Duran Duran.
Oh, it's your 80s, new wave.
Yeah. Spandau Ballet.
Big Smith stuff. Like that. I like the Smiths.
Yeah, fair to say. So, yeah. But, you know, just kind of hip-hop from genre to genre. I'm into hip-hop as well.
Hip-hop.
Not as much.
Yeah.
I meant, like, you know, skip, hop. Yeah. What a little funny little coincidence there.
So we have, you said the...
Well, that was more of a joke. But my favorite decade is probably I'm a 70s guy.
And you said like the 80s, 90s.
You got 70s, you got 80s,
90s. Yeah, I'd say 80s.
Yeah, I'm definitely like this century.
Modern,
guys.
Yeah.
Like,
things that actually sound half decent.
Are old souls, right?
Yeah, I'm
a
70s
like,
guy. Give me Billy Joel all day.
Like,
okay, I can get behind that.
See, never heard that name in my life.
You never heard Piano Man?
I've heard Piano Man.
Never,
that's his name.
Hey, I just said the word Billy Joel, and you just told me that you've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You don't know Uptown Girl?
Great song.
She's been living in her white bread world.
I'm so bad at names. You're going to have to play it for me. If
I can sing it for you after this.
No, you can sing it right now. You really want to sing it.
Rock and roll to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's the matter with the, you know?
We're doing some karaoke in here now.
But I'm more like this century for 21st
pop
century.
Pop or more hip-hop rap sort of guy?
Yeah, all that. I like R&B, hip-hop, rap,
nice.
All that. Like, I love it.
Who's your favorite rapper?
I have two. I have Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi. Okay. I have R&B artists. I love me some SZA.
SZA.
Yeah.
Good call.
I love it all.
Speaking of Billy Joel and Lil Uzi, which is a hell of a sentence.
Yeah, best friends.
I was one of my friends. We were in a car. We were in a couple nights ago. We were at Kitchener Chuck's. Which more gray hair than hospice. But her car came on, she was shuffled, she had Billy Joel. And then she went to straight Lil Uzi Vert. Range.
That's a jump in a playlist right there.
I mean, that happens to me as well. Like, you know, I had someone in my car once and I think we jumped from Taylor Swift to like some Nirvana. So
yeah, that's all right.
We like to diversify. Swift. Sorry?
What's your opinion on Taylor Swift? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, my opinion.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm an emerging Swiftie. I'm not gonna lie.
All right,
okay.
Bold to say on air.
I
thought this was a safe space.
I like Taylor Swift too.
I've listened to all the classics of Taylor Swift before. Like, I'm not a. I would never say in my life that I'm Taylor Swiftie.
No.
You're not to
not?
Offend anyone.
Why not?
She's just not my cup of tea, and I drink hot chocolate.
That's fair to
you
say.
Know what?
That's easy. That's not fair to say at all.
Yeah,
I like my Taylor Swift a lot. Taylor Swift, her country stuff, start of her career, not bad.
No,
that's why you still listen.
You guys country guys, though? Because I like country. I don't know if you guys
I don't dabble in the country. I would say root rock is the closest
roots
I
rock,
go
so
to. Like
Americana folk rock?
Yeah, like CCR.
CCR is great. The band, Eagles.
The Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
What a fool believes.
Yeah. There's a song. Anyway, what about you, Kavon?
Well, pardon. What's the question again?
Do you dabble in country?
Do I dabble in country? You know, I don't know any like country artists like that, but I've heard some country songs, and like I'm not a country hater because I gotta put respect where it's due. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like sometimes I hear it, I'm like, you know, this isn't too bad. I hear this guy with some bass in his voice, you know,
growl.
Just talking about like his life. I'm like, man, this guy is spitting.
Yeah. Like, especially over the last couple of years, you look at the charts or what's popular, especially on the streaming services. Country's making a bit of a renaissance here.
Yeah, like
Zach Bryan, Morgan Wallen, really hitting the top of the charts.
Like I hear it so much more than I used to hear it. Like I like it.
It almost makes you want to live the rest of your life with a Western accent.
Don't.
Why not?
Don't.
What if I did the rest of this show with a... Can I do accents?
The answer was no. All right.
I can do a British accent for you as well.
I chirp. I can do exactly zero accents.
I can do a bit of a British accent there as well. We're here on the Golden Bowl show. Anyway. Yeah, I would say I'm a good accenter.
Nice. Did I fall asleep? Oh, what is going on? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, we just had a quick British special guest on. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, he's gone. He took a mic and then he left.
Yeah, yeah. Man. He seems swell, though.
He took my jacket. Oh, man.
But yeah, so that's an interesting introspective into the life of a student athlete. I mean, would you say that you feel different to the non-athletes that you see walking around? Like, do you feel a sense of superiority?
Superior. Do you look down on us?
Yeah. Like, man, you guys do nothing.
No. Yeah, are we like scrubs to you?
No, like, honestly, it's like 50-50. Like, 50% of me is like, hey, man, like, what does this guy do in a day? You know, maybe did he just go to class and go home and relax? Like, man, after the other half of me is like, man, I would love to do what that guy's doing. Go to class and go home and do nothing. Like, it's like, man, I'm jealous of you. I don't want to go to practice today. Like, I don't want to lay down and do nothing like this guy over here. Then I look at this guy, I'm like, this guy's going home and doing nothing.
It's just kind of a backhanded envy.
Yeah, literally backhanded envy.
We're all kind of sports people here. Everyone kind of has their favorite sports quote. So I was wondering, what sports quote keep in your back pocket?
You got to give me a second.
Mine, the lights were brighter than expected. I think that was Jared Allen. I say that every day. Sometimes you enter a situation and you're just kind of like, wow, I'm going to cook right now. And you get into the setting in which you would cook, the kitchen, the proverbial kitchen. Man, those lights are too bright. They took power away from my stove, my oven even. And I just can't cook. That's my favorite quote. Mm. The lights were brighter than expected. That's the first one that came to my head just because of how impactful it's been on me. What's yours?
Mine. I'd have to say it's probably a cliche or
go for it.
Or like everybody like knows it. And I don't remember 100%. Is it how does it go? Is it you miss 100%?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Now I love
Michael
that
Scott.
Right there.
Wayne Gretzky.
Literally like love it. It's like a leap of faith, you know? You have to take that leap of faith. It's beautiful. I love it with my whole heart. You need to take that leap of faith. Love it.
I just thought of another quote. This one's my favorite quote. I don't know it off the top of my head. I'd rather go 0 for 30 than 0 for 9.
Mm.
You go 0 for 9, that means you stop shooting. Dion Waiters. That is such facts. Oh, my goodness gracious. Every day I put a shot up, you know? Not like it's a metaphorical shot. Yeah. Exactly. Break. But it doesn't matter because never stop shooting. Shooter, shoot. Facts.
Shooter, shoot.
Yeah, I rescind the first one. That one's my favorite. Okay. Shooter, shoot. Never stop shooting. Facts.
Facts.
Ian, what's yours?
Well, I remember my lacrosse coach in high school. He would always say this, and I wasn't the most talented person in the world. Look at me. I'm 5 foot nothing. But I remember he'd always say, I'm trying to think of it now. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
Oh my gosh, I
that
heard
is
that.
So true.
I heard that recently, actually. Yeah, that's fire. I just heard that one.
That's one of those quotes always ingrained in my mind. You can be the most talented person in the world, have the most talent at whatever sport you're doing. If you're not working hard with that talent, the hard work is going to pass you.
Now that I need that on a shirt.
That was touching, actually.
Man. I love that.
I think I need a handkerchief. Man, okay. That impacted me heavily, actually.
Do you sell handkerchiefs anymore?
Well, That's a great question.
Next time you're at the store.
Would you call a pocket square a handkerchief?
No, I call it a pocket square.
Yeah, I'll call that a pocket square. That's a pocket square.
All right.
Would you call a handkerchief a pocket square?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Yeah, yeah, all right.
When's the last time you saw a pocket watch?
Why do they call it...
That's true.
Why do they call it an oven when you have in the cold food of out hot eat the food?
Was that English?
Riddle me that.
You're riddling my
What's
brain.
What's your answer to that?
Yes.
That's the wrong answer. And you had a 50-50 choice, too.
And the caveat of that was that you're kicked off the team, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And well, your GPA goes down by, like, 7.
Great. I'm drawing... Oh, wait, what? No.
Yeah.
It's all this GPA scale, Laurier.
Why is it... 12. Somebody asked me what's my GPA, but they're outside Laurier, and I tell them, like, you know, a number above 4, and they think I'm, like, trolling
them. They're like, oh, so what's your GPA? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's a great question. I'd love to know, too.
Yeah, just pick a card.
I know 7 is 70%.
Yeah, and then it starts to go like haywire.
Down, not good. Up, good.
But you know, it encourages originality. I mean, one day maybe one of the three of us will open our own school and introduce a 36-point grade scale.
36-point?
36-point.
Yeah. Triple digits, baby.
Yeah, I mean, why not? The only limits are the ones that you set for yourself.
That's so true. Put that on a shirt.
Mateo Beckel said that. You can quote me on it.
I will.
So many shirt ideas.
But I need royalties.
I know. There's a lot of shirt ideas.
Yeah.
We could be making bank right now.
I love shirts. I mean, like, not just...
You usually wear them most days.
I mean, that's pretty... that's a big assumption.
Don't
that you just
wear one right now.
But yeah, no. I'm a big fan of, like, shirts that, like, you know, just they tell a story. You know what I mean?
No,
I feel like a shirt with a quote tells you a story. It's like... That's an introspective.
Yeah, but then people have to read your shirt to understand what you're wearing. And so they're spending 30 seconds just staring at you, trying to read all these words on a shirt.
I mean, but then they're going to remember who you are. Like, oh, that's the guy whose shirt I read.
They're not looking at you, they're looking at your shirt.
But, you know, they'll recognize the kind of, like, shapeliness of your torso.
Oh, there's only so many shapes of torsos.
I disagree. I think there's a great amount. My shirt doesn't say anything.
Mine does.
What does it say? I'm going to take a look.
It's under my hoodie.
It's under.
Never mind.
All right, never mind. I don't even want to know.
Dude, are you going to remember the shape of my torso now?
I'd rather not answer that on there.
Standard torso. There's campus of, what, 30,000 more people on here? I think there's a pretty uniform.
I can't get behind that. I think every person on this campus has a distinct torso.
That you can remember.
I mean, is that a challenge?
Are you going to analyze... Torsos?
It's not about analysis. It's about what you retain naturally.
From analyzing?
No.
No?
No.
Just not even looking, I guess.
Yeah. No. Not even looking. It's just like, you know, I glance. Reading. Like, if I kind of swivel my chair.
Boom.
That's in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're telling me 6 months down the line, you'll see me walking down the street. You won't be able to see my face at all, but you'll be able to recognize.
It's like that.
That's Ian.
Curvature.
That's Ian right That curvature. I remember that. Back of my hand.
I mean, maybe not everybody has it. I thought it was just a common thing, like a common like human thing.
Maybe no. Maybe you're
Hey,
maybe you're unique here. You have a special skill.
Yeah. I mean, is that the one I choose? Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, like your superpower, icebreaker time. If you had a superpower, what could it be?
What superpower would you choose?
What would you guys choose?
Shapeshifting.
What do you, why?
Because you could just turn into anything.
But what are you going to do?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I know if I want to be a giraffe, I can...
Boom, giraffe right giraffe. There.
Boom.
I would shapeshift into LeBron James.
True. Then you walk onto the court.
Yeah.
It's LeBron James and no one knows.
But do you have a skill?
Like basketball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a very confident answer.
I'm moving the goalposts. When I turn into LeBron James, I am good... I just want to dab up Drake, to be honest.
You know what? That's fair. That's a noble cause.
Just transform to his son.
True.
That's so, you know he's born on my birthday?
You guys share a birthday?
Yeah. October 11th. His Not the son? Same, like, year. I'm way older than Drake's son.
Oh.
Or am I?
Dun, dun, dun. My superpower would probably be teleporting.
All right. That's fair.
Where are you going to teleport? A bank? A vault?
No, home.
Oh. Never mind.
Home from here.
I feel like...
Away from this room.
No, I feel like it's just the most convenient thing you could do.
Yeah,
you
I know? Agree with that. How far away is a drive from this campus to your home there?
An hour and a half or 45.
Not terrible, but
you know?
still a pretty hefty drive there.
That's a good teleportation choice because, like, sometimes, you know, I'll be waiting for the bus and, like, what if I could just, like, not be waiting right now and just
exactly.
go home? Yeah, you know? Okay. So... We have shape-shifting, teleporting, and torso analysis.
Incredible memory.
Torso analysis.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, right. My summer job's a camp counselor, so we have to always have to come up with these icebreaker things, and all the kids come up with like, the wildest answers. So, like, so what's your superpower? So, of course, you get some people like, I want to fly, and like, great answer. And some people are just like, I want to shoot ketchup out of my finger.
They're just trying to be different. They're just trying to be
like,
different.
See, like, I understand if you're having like, a, if you're like, you may be at a game and you have a hot dog. Hot dog, but like, practically, like, that's not necessarily just ketchup a better choice for? There. Generic? Just
extra.
Not bad.
Yeah,
extra.
I can't get behind those kids. They're just trying to incite a reaction. Yeah. I'm trying to get to know you. Well, now I do know you because you're just trying to incite a reaction out of me. Not I'm not a fan of children at all.
Really?
Yeah. I was once a kindergarten student teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And now you work at Sport Chick?
Yeah. And there's like kind of relation to that because like for the last hour in kindergarten, they'd go outside and play. And so they'd be like, Mateo, play soccer with us. Oh my gosh, the amount of ankles I stole from those little kids.
That's the best part.
Just
doing anything, like, okay, as a camp counselor.
Exactly.
The authority.
Just, oh, they start crying and I just walk away. I'm like, oh, like, what happened there?
I look forward to floor hockey days. So many ankles broken. It's insane.
Yeah.
Prime OV right here.
That's the best part. But no, I don't condone the harming of children.
Me neither.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Because you never know who's listening.
True, yeah. But when it comes to like octopus, like
man,
those kids never getting their ankles back. That is gone for life.
What a stands the test of time.
Gone.
It's true. Doctor? Speaking of octopus, that reminds me because like you were talking about kids who are trying to be different.
Yep.
I remember when I was in like preschool, actually Montessori school, but whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. They'd be like, okay, you have to name a letter or name a word that starts with this letter. And we'd have O and everybody would say octopus. And I tried to be different. And I said oxygen. And I kind of like, I was like, oxygen? Like I was smarter than everybody else, which I was. But like that was an example of me trying to be different. And so if I saw a kid doing that today, I'd be like, no, you're going down the wrong path.
So this is how you turn out. Look at me.
Don't be. I mean, maybe go down that path, actually.
That's the wrong path.
Like no.
So your first year BBA?
I am, yeah.
Nice.
Couple of first years
here.
Are
you liking it?
How am I liking it?
Okay, well, are you surviving it?
I'm surviving. Like I'm living, you know.
All right.
But there's a difference between surviving and like you know,
enjoying
life.
That's true. Fair.
I'm not enjoying life.
No.
But I'm living. Not? Every day is just a countdown to summer. We're all summer.
True. We're almost done. Actually, we kind of just started, but we're almost at the same time. These semesters are not long.
I'm making midterm on like Monday.
Oh,
and I'm like, we started January 8th. Well, I'm having a midterm on January 29th.
What's the midterm?
Insane. Oh, it's like some third year economics course.
Oh, we have we have our first year macroeconomics midterm on next Saturday.
Yes.
Yikes. 8 days from now.
I've not started.
Me neither.
I've not started studying.
That's wingable.
It is. Maybe.
It's not wingable, but we're going to wing it.
Who's your professor?
Shout out Ken Jackson.
Yes, Ken Jackson.
Ken Jackson.
Goated macro teacher.
What a guy.
Actually a guy.
He's very mobile up on the stage.
Yeah, I like it.
He gets his steps in.
He stays me like it makes me stay awake, honestly, in class and even walk around.
Yeah, those professors are good for like those hour 20 lectures.
Yeah.
They're so easy just to completely check out.
And how do you remember what to say?
That's true.
I guess you do it long enough, but
that's true. But yeah, he's a guy.
Like him.
What's your favorite classes so far, both of you? Your first year, what class have you enjoyed the most?
MA-129, Intro to Calculus for Business and Social Science.
Yeah.
So free, such a free course.
It's just grade 12 math all over again.
Yeah, I liked it.
My favorite class? Probably, I don't know. You know, because they're all, I didn't dislike any of them. Like, oh man, I hate this.
Just the indifference.
Yeah, you know, I'd probably say, okay, controversial. I loved BU-111 just because of the challenge it gave everyone. Everybody came together, tried to take it down, and it murdered all of us.
BU-111?
And that was the best part.
Wearing a suit was fun.
It was.
True. Presentations are fun.
I love the experience of, like, you know, going out there, suit, and all that. Did not like the experience of getting absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, no, that course, that's the, I don't know if, like, it's the official term for it on Radio Laurier Network Air, but weeding course, right?
Yeah,
it's where they kind of, you know, it's a bit tougher marked. It's a bit of, they kind of purposely try to trick you a couple times just to see who's, you know, really staying in here and who's not pursuing this program further.
Yeah, I think.
Nikon's student, I took it too, and I did fine in it, of course.
I think
I'm
the
so smart, but
I think
it was,
the
it's
last,
a rough course.
The last shirt that we make can be I Survived BU-111.
Yes.
Because we all did.
We all did, and we're all still standing.
We've reached the 59-minute mark of this hour.
Already.
We have.
Man.
And time just flies when you're What's the expression? Time just flies when you're talking for a long time.
Never mind.
Oh, I thought I was having fun. I guess we weren't having fun.
No, I didn't have any fun.
I had a blast.
No, I had great fun.
Great.
And no, you know what they say, it's the friends you make along the way.
True.
Thank you, Kavon, for being our first student athlete guest.
Hopefully first of many.
Yeah, we love student athletes and also athletic staff reach out to us. But yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I loved my time here. Thank you so much.
Nice. Absolutely. Yes,
thank you.
Great to do the show with you, Mateo.
Yeah, you as well. You're such, oh my gosh. Yo, man, just the connections, man. But yeah, this has been Golden Bold, the sound of Laurier Sports. Take it easy. Have a good weekend.